And now Romans 10, with a few other translations, I didn't read. Let me go ahead and start with the NIV and let's pray. Heavenly Father, continue to stir our hearts, our minds, and our souls, that we may know you and know you through the Apostle Paul's writings, Lord, about him explaining to us and the other writings of explaining the good news to us. The good news, Lord, is Jesus, that Jesus is Lord and that he's available to us as we make a quality decision to let him into our hearts and to change our lives, Lord. We want him and we ask you, Father, for his sacrifice to be evident in our lives, Lord, that we may be raised from the dead from our old practices. We ask you to take our old lives and use them, Lord, for your good, for your honor. We surrender our lives to you, that Jesus may be made Lord of our lives. Amen and amen. All right, Romans 10 from the NIV says, brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge. Since they did not know the righteousness of God and sought to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. Christ is the culmination of the law so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Moses writes about this righteousness that is by the law. The person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that is by faith says, do not say in your heart who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blessed all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? For it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. But I ask you, did they not hear? Of course they did. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Again I ask, did Israel not understand? First, Moses says, I will make you envious by those who are not a nation. I will make you angry by a nation that has no understanding. And Isaiah boldly says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. But concerning Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people. Amen. All right, let's go to another translation here. Some of the translations through the years that I have really enjoyed is, for instance, the Good News Bible. Very simple and Good News Translation, I guess it's called, or Good News Bible. Good News Bible. They have so many. It's kind of like, wow. It says Good News. My brothers and sisters, how I wish with all my heart that my own people might be saved. How I pray to God for them. I can assure you that they are deeply devoted to God, but their devotion is not based on true knowledge. They have not known the way in which God puts people right with himself, and instead they have tried to set up their own way, so they did not submit themselves to God's way of putting people right. For Christ has brought the law to an end, so that everyone who believes is put right with God. Moses wrote this about being put right with God by obeying the law. Whoever obeys the commands of the law will live. But what the scripture says about being put right with God through faith is this. You are not to ask yourself who will go up into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, nor ask yourself who will go down into the world below, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. What it says is this. God's message is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the message of faith that we preach. If you confess that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by our faith that we are put right with God. It is by our confession that we are saved. The scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. This includes everyone because there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. God is the same Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him, who call to him. As the scripture says, everyone who calls out to the Lord for help will be saved. But how can they call to him for help if they have not believed? And how can they believe if they have not heard the message? And how can the message be proclaimed if the messengers are not sent out? As the scripture says, how wonderful is the coming of messengers who bring good news. But not all have accepted the good news. Isaiah himself said, Lord, who believed our message? So then faith comes from hearing the message, and the message comes through preaching Christ. But I ask, is it true that they did not hear the message? Of course they did. For as the scripture says, the sound of their voice went out to all the world. Their words reached the ends of the earth. Again I ask, did the people of Israel not understand? Moses himself is the first one to answer. I will use a so-called nation to make my people jealous, and by means of a nation of fools, I will make my people angry. And Isaiah is even bolder when he says, I was found by those who were not looking for me. I appeared to those who were not asking for me. But concerning Israel, he says, all day long, I held up my hands to welcome a disobedient and rebellious people. Amen. That was that translation. There's another translation that I always wondered about. It's pretty cool. It's sometimes I don't see it here and there. It's the Readers something. Readers, revise, Radiate New Testament. Wow, what is that? New Revise. Anyway, I don't see it here. I think that's enough, huh? Okay, here's one we haven't read. The Amplified Bible. Romans chapter 10. This is the classic Amplified Bible. It says, brethren, with all my heart desiring goodwill for Israel, I long and pray to God that they may be saved. I bear them witness that they are and have a certain zeal and enthusiasm for God, but it is not enlightened and according to correct and vital knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness that God ascribes, which makes one acceptable to him in word, thought, and deed, and seeking to establish a righteousness, a means of salvation of their own, they did not obey or submit themselves to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law, the limit at which it ceases to be, for the law leads up to him who is the fulfillment of its types, and in him the purpose which it was designed to accomplish is fulfilled. That is, the purpose of the law is fulfilled in him as the means of righteousness, right relationship to God. For everyone who trusts in and adheres to and relies on him. For Moses writes that the man who can practice the righteousness perfectly conforming to God's will, which is based on the law with all its intricate demands, shall live by it. Leviticus 18:5. But the righteousness based on faith, imputed by God and bringing right relationship with him, says, do not say in your heart who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend in the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead, as if we could be saved by our own efforts or our own thinking or our own means, conjuring. But what does it say? The word, God's message in Christ, is near us, in our lips and in our hearts. That is, the word, the message, the basis and object of faith which we preach. Because if you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and in your heart believe, adhere to, trust in, and rely on the truth, that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, adheres to, trusts in, and relies on Christ, and so is justified, declared righteous, acceptable to God, and with the mouth he confesses, declares openly, and speaks out freely his faith, and confirms his salvation. The scripture says, no man who believes in him, who adheres to, relies on, and trusts in him, will ever be put to shame or disappointed. No one, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord over all of us, and he generally bestows his riches upon all who call upon him in faith. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, invoking him as Lord, will be saved. But how are people to call upon him whom they have not believed, in whom they have no faith, on whom they have no reliance? And how are they to believe in him and hire to trust in and rely upon him of whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without a preacher? And how can men be expected to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings. How welcome is the coming of those who preach the good news of his good things. But they have not all heeded the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed, had faith in what he has heard from us? So faith comes by hearing what is told, and what is heard comes by the preaching of the message that comes from the lips of Christ, the Messiah himself. But I ask, have they not heard? Indeed they have, for the scripture says, their voice, that of nature bearing God's message, has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the far bounds of the world. Again, I ask, did Israel not understand? Did the Jews have no warning that the gospel was to go forth to the Gentiles, to all the earth? First, there is Moses who says, I will make you jealous of those who are not a nation. With a foolish nation, I will make you angry. Then Isaiah is so bold as to say, I have been found by those who did not seek me. I have shown, revealed myself to those who did not consciously ask for me. But of Israel, he says, all day long I have stretched out my hands to a people, unyielding and disobedient and self-willed, to a fault-finding, contrary, and contradicting people. Isaiah 65:2. All right, looks like we are covered with some pretty good translations. All I got is one more, please. One more translation, okay? And this is the good old New King James. The New King James, which puts love into it. Here we go. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved, for I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law, the man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who will ascend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead? But what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall we call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed, their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did Israel not know? First Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move you to anger by a foolish nations. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me. But to Israel, he says, all day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. Amen and amen. All right, I think we covered quite a bit of translations there. I mean, that I am familiar with. There's a lot of them that I'm familiar with, and I, you know, choose not to read it here because all the other ones, especially the New Living Testament, the first one I read is one of my all-time favorites. Very difficult because it got so many good Bibles that explain. Here's the Wycliffe Bible. I always wondered about that. Let's go read that. This will be my last one. Like the last one was my last one. Brethren, the will of my heart and my beseeching is made to God for them into health. But I bear witness to them that they have the love of God, but not after knowing. For they, unknowing God's right wiseness and seeking to make steadfast their own righteousness, right wiseness is called, and be not subject to the right wiseness of God. For the end of the law is Christ, to right wiseness to each man that believeth. For Moses wrote, for the man that shall do right wiseness, that is of the law, shall live in it. But the right wiseness that is of belief, says thou not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to say, to lead down Christ, or who shall go into hell, that is to again call Christ from death, or who shall go down into the deepness or into the depth, that is to again call Christ from the dead. But what says the scripture? The word is nigh in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of belief which we preach, that if thou acknowledge in thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For by heart, me or men, believe it to rightwiseness. But by mouth, acknowledging is made to health. For why the scripture says, each that believeth in him shall not be confounded. And there is no distinction of Jew and Greek, for the same Lord of all is rich into all that inwardly call him. For each man, whoever shall inwardly call the name of the Lord, shall be saved. How then shall they inwardly call him, into whom they have not believed? Or how shall they believe to him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach but they be sent? As it is written, how fair be the feet of them that preach or evangelize peace, of them that preach good tidings. But not all men obey to the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who believed to our hearing? Therefore, faith is of hearing, but hearing by the word of Christ. But I say, whether they heard not, yes, soothly, the sound of them went out into all the earth, and their words into the ends of the world. But I say, whether Israel knew not, first Moses saith, I should lead you to envy, that you be no folk, that you be an unwise folk, I will send you into wrath. And Isaiah is bold and saith, I am found of men that seek me not. Openly I appear to them that ask not me. But to Israel he said, all day I stretched out my hands to a people that believed not to me, but gainsaid me. Gainsaid me. Strange translation, huh? Wycliffe New Testament. All right. Thank you so much for coming on here. As we hear it, we hear the word stirs up. We're like a computer. All this information goes into our hard drive and it starts checking it off and comparing translations within itself. And it starts to stir up faith and belief and come up with that it's supposed to do. The words of Christ stimulate and bring faith to us, and then we declare by our own conclusion, Jesus is Lord, and our soul asks for him. Our soul asks to be saved. Let us in. Let me in. Woo! Let me in. Thank you, Father, for letting us in. Thank you for making us all wise and wonderful creatures in your garden, Lord. We are well taken care of, watered good, and nourished well. Thank you, Father, for taking very good care of us, the body of Christ. Thank you for being so good to us, loving us, caring for us, carrying us, and taking us places, doing things for us that we could never do by ourselves. That is our mighty and wonderful, the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of our lives. Amen and amen. Have a good day, family. Thank you, everyone, for coming in here and listening today. Now Romans 10 with a few other translations I didn't read. Let me go ahead and start with the NIV and let's pray. Heavenly Father, continue to stir our hearts, our minds, and our souls that we may know you and know you through the Apostle Paul's writings, Lord, about him explaining to us and the other writings of explaining the good news to us. The good news, Lord, is Jesus, that Jesus is Lord and that he's available to us as we make a quality decision to let him into our hearts and to change our lives, Lord. We want him, and we ask you, Father, for his sacrifice to be evident in our lives, Lord, that we may be raised from the dead from our old practices. We ask you to take our old lives and use them, Lord, for your good, for your honor. We surrender our lives to you, that Jesus may be made Lord of our lives. Amen and amen. All right, Romans 10 from the NIV says, brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge. Since they did not know the righteousness of God and sought to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. Christ is the culmination of the law so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Moses writes about this righteousness that is of by the law. The person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that is by faith says, do not say in your heart who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blessed all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? For it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message. And the message is heard through the word about Christ. But I ask you, did they not hear? Of course they did. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Again I ask, did Israel not understand? First Moses says, I will make you envious by those who are not a nation. I will make you angry by a nation that has no understanding. And Isaiah boldly says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. But concerning Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people. Amen. All right, let's go to another translation here. Some of the translations through the years that I have really enjoyed is, for instance, the Good News Bible. Very simple and Good News Translation, I guess it's called, or Good News Bible. Good News Bible. They have so many. It's kind of like, wow. It says Good News. My brothers and sisters, how I wish with all my heart that my own people might be saved. How I pray to God for them. I can assure you that they are deeply devoted to God, but their devotion is not based on true knowledge. They have not known the way in which God puts people right with himself and instead they have tried to set up their own way, so they did not submit themselves to God's way of putting people right. For Christ has brought the law to an end, so that everyone who believes is put right with God. Moses wrote this about being put right with God by obeying the law. Whoever obeys the commands of the law will live. But what the scripture says about being put right with God through faith is this. You are not to ask yourself who will go up into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, nor ask yourself who will go down into the world below, that is to bring Christ up from the death. What it says is this. God's message is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the message of faith that we preach. If you confess that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by our faith that we are put right with God. It is by our confession that we are saved. The scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. This includes everyone because there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. God is the same Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him, who call to him. As the scripture says, everyone who calls out to the Lord for help will be saved. But how can they call to him for help if they have not believed? And how can they believe if they have not heard the message? And how can the message be proclaimed if the messengers are not sent out? As the scripture says, how wonderful is the coming of messengers who bring good news. But not all have accepted the good news. Isaiah himself said, Lord, who believed our message? So then faith comes from hearing the message, and the message comes through preaching Christ. But I ask, is it true that they did not hear the message? Of course they did. For as the scripture says, the sound of their voice went out to all the world. Their words reached the ends of the earth. Again I ask, did the people of Israel not understand? Moses himself is the first one to answer. I will use a so-called nation to make my people jealous. And by means of a nation of fools, I will make my people angry. And Isaiah is even bolder when he says, I was found by those who were not looking for me. I appeared to those who were not asking for me. But concerning Israel, he says, all day long I held up my hands to welcome a disobedient and rebellious people. Amen. That was that translation. There's another translation that I always wondered about. It's pretty cool. It's sometimes I don't see it here and there. It's the Readers something. Readers, revise, Radiate New Testament. Wow, what is that? New Revise. Anyway, I don't see it here. I think that's enough, huh? Okay, here's one that we haven't read. The Amplified Bible. Romans chapter 10. This is the classic Amplified Bible. It says, brethren, with all my heart, desire, and goodwill for Israel, I long and pray to God that they may be saved. I bear them witness that they are and have a certain zeal and enthusiasm for God, but it is not enlightened and according to correct and vital knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness that God ascribes, which makes one acceptable to him in word, thought, and deed, and seeking to establish a righteousness, a means of salvation of their own, they did not obey or submit themselves to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law, the limit at which it ceases to be, for the law leads up to him who is the fulfillment of its types, and in him the purpose which it was designed to accomplish is fulfilled. That is, the purpose of the law is fulfilled in him as the means of righteousness, right relationship to God. For everyone who trusts in and adheres to and relies on him. For Moses writes that the man who can practice the righteousness perfectly conforming to God's will, which is based on the law with all its intricate demands, shall live by it. Leviticus 18:5. But the righteousness based on faith imputed by God and bringing right relationship with him says, do not say in your heart who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend in the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead, as if we could be saved by our own efforts or our own thinking or our own means, conjuring. But what does it say? The word, God's message in Christ, is near us, in our lips and in our hearts. That is, the word, the message, the basis and object of faith which we preach. Because if you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and in your heart believe, adhere to, trust in, and rely on the truth that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, adheres to, trusts in, and relies on Christ, and so is justified, declared righteous, acceptable to God, and with the mouth he confesses, declares openly, and speaks out freely his faith and confirms his salvation. The scripture says, no man who believes in him, who adheres to, relies on, and trusts in him, will ever be put to shame or disappointed. No one, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord over all of us, and he generally bestows his riches upon all who call upon him in faith. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, invoking him as Lord, will be saved. But how are people to call upon him whom they have not believed, in whom they have no faith, on whom they have no reliance? And how are they to believe in him, adhere to, trust in, and rely upon him, of whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without a preacher? And how can men be expected to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings. How welcome is the coming of those who preach the good news of his good things. But they have not all heeded the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed, had faith in what he has heard from us? So faith comes by hearing what is told, and what is heard comes by the preaching of the message that comes from the lips of Christ, the Messiah himself. But I ask, have they not heard? Indeed they have, for the scripture says, their voice, that of nature bearing God's message, has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the far bounds of the world. Again, I ask, did Israel not understand? Did the Jews have no warning that the gospel was to go forth to the Gentiles, to all the earth? First, there is Moses who says, I will make you jealous of those who are not a nation. With a foolish nation, I will make you angry. Then Isaiah is so bold as to say, I have been found by those who did not seek me. I have shown, revealed myself to those who did not consciously ask for me. But of Israel, he says, all day long I have stretched out my hands to a people unyielding and disobedient and self-willed, to a fault-finding, contrary, and contradicting people. Isaiah 65:2. All right, looks like we are covered with some pretty good translations. All I got is one more, please. One more translation, okay? And this is the good old New King James. The New King James, which puts love into it. Here we go. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved, for I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law, the man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who will ascend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead? But what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall we call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed, their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did Israel not know? First Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move you to anger by a foolish nation. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me. But to Israel, he says, all day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. Amen and amen. All right, I think we covered quite a bit of translations there. I mean, that I am familiar with. There's a lot of them that I'm familiar with, and I, you know, choose not to read it here because all the other ones, especially the New Living Testament, the first one I read is one of my all-time favorites. Very difficult because it got so many good Bibles that explain. Here's the Wycliffe Bible. I always wondered about that. Let's go read that. This will be my last one. Like the last one was my last one. Brethren, the will of my heart and my beseeching is made to God for them into health. But I bear witness to them that they have the love of God, but not after knowing. For they, unknowing God's right wiseness and seeking to make steadfast their own righteousness, right wiseness is called, and be not subject to the right wiseness of God. For the end of the law is Christ, to right wiseness to each man that believeth. For Moses wrote, for the man that shall do right wiseness, that is of the law, shall live in it. But the right wiseness that is of belief, says thou not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to say, to lead down Christ, or who shall go into hell, that is to again call Christ from death, or who shall go down into the deepness or into the depth, that is to again call Christ from the dead. But what says the scripture? The word is nigh in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of belief, which we preach, that if thou acknowledge in thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For by heart, me or men, believe it to righteousness, but by mouth acknowledging is made to health. For why the scripture says, each that believeth in him shall not be confounded. And there is no distinction of Jew and Greek, for the same Lord of all is rich into all that inwardly call him. For each man, whoever shall inwardly call the name of the Lord, shall be saved. How then shall they inwardly call him, into whom they have not believed? Or how shall they believe to him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach but they be sent? As it is written, how fair be the feet of them that preach or evangelize peace, of them that preach good tidings. But not all men obey to the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who believed to our hearing? Therefore faith is of hearing, but hearing by the word of Christ. But I say, whether they heard not, yes, soothly the sound of them went out into all the earth, and their words into the ends of the world. But I say, whether Israel knew not, first Moses saith, I should lead you to envy, that you be no folk, that you be an unwise folk, I will send you into wrath. And Isaiah is bold and saith, I am found of men that seek me not. Openly I appear to them that ask not me. But to Israel he said, all day I stretched out my hands to a people that believed not to me, but gainsaid me. Gainsaid me. Strange translation, huh? Wycliffe, New Testament. All right. Thank you so much for coming on here. As we hear it, we hear the word stirs up. We're like a computer. All this information goes into our hard drive and it starts checking it off and comparing translations within itself. And it starts to stir up faith and belief and come up with that it's supposed to do. The words of Christ stimulate and bring faith to us, and then we declare by our own conclusion, Jesus is Lord, and our soul asks for him. Our soul asks to be saved. Let us in. Let me in. Woo! Let me in. Thank you, Father, for letting us in. Thank you for making us all wise and wonderful. And wonderful creatures in your garden, Lord. We are well taken care of, watered good, and nourished well. Thank you, Father, for taking very good care of us, the body of Christ. Thank you for being so good to us, loving us, caring for us, carrying us, and taking us places, doing things for us that we could never do by ourselves. That is our mighty and wonderful the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of our lives. Amen and amen. Have a good day, family. Thank you, everyone, for coming in here and listening today.